yell here.
Presents Henry Morgan in a new program featuring Bernie Green and his orchestra and a few mistakes. And here he is, the star of our show, Henry...
Aldrich. Morgan, you told.
Henry Morgan!
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, here are the results of last week's program, which was the first in a series of one. Now, tonight we bring you the first in the second series of one. Next week we'll have the third in the first series of two. And the week following that, we're going to have the fourth in the first series of four, or the last... we're going to have the third in the... of course, if the Dodgers win tomorrow, Well, we only have 28 more minutes to go. Now for the results... That's a radio-type joke of last week's joke. A woman in Perth Amboy, after listening, wrote,
"Dear Mr. Morgan, I heard the blood test. Frankly, why don't you have it on earlier if it's going to be so scary?"
The short Willie's broadcast was heard by a gentleman in Moscow who wrote,
"Evgeny Grob is a tragedy, yep. I did go, ha, ha, ha." How do you spell that name?
All the offers have been pouring in. Life magazine wants to send a photographer around to take pictures of the cast for their other publication, Death. I tell you one thing in confidence about the jokes on this show. The other joke shows aren't on the air yet, so I don't have anybody to steal from. But now that I have my own comedy program, I have to look the part. So I'm going to have my head shaved for a toupee. And I'm going to get a brother-in-law and a mother-in-law and an announcer who giggles and a closet with a lot of loose stuff in it. And I'm going to have a fuse. Fuse is good. Like the one between Benny and Alan. I'm going to get into that one on Alan's side. If that doesn't work, I'll start a feud with Tuscanini. That would be fun, you know. You might not think so, but I can insult him Tuesday. Saturday, he can get back at me with, boom, 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 bang. It's a weird joke, isn't it?
Well, he had me there.
I could have...
Mr. Morgan,
yes.
There's a gentleman here to see you. This is Mr. W.W. Krubisch.
Oh, how do you do?
Mr. Morgan, I represent the editors of Bulb, the 15-cent radio magazine that lights up.
Oh, well, what is your job?
I'm a tube sealer.
A tube sealer?
Yeah. When the radio girl goes dead, I reach around in the back of the set and seal the tube.
And?
If I get a cold one, it comes out. If I get a hot one, I go out.
I see. Well, what did you want to see me about?
I'm the half for the answers of Bulb, the 15-cent radio magazine that lights up. I would like to present you with this scroll. Which Bulb, the 15-cent radio magazine that lights up, fits the program which is deemed the most consecutive in the opinion of Bulb, the 15-cent radio magazine that lights up. And here you are, sir.
Oh, that's very kind of you. But tell me, why does it say on the scroll, "To Harry Horlick, A&T Gypsy, 1928.
Yeah, wasn't that a great show?
As you know, this program, you can ignore the entire thing if you like. This program is presented as a public service, and in the public service we present...
issues which confront you and me.
You and I.
This past week, many problems have arisen which puzzle the man on the street. But one major question is on everybody's lips.
The question of the week. Thank you.
Now for the music. We were going to get the Andrews sisters, but, the one who goes, da 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 dee da dee,
isn't speaking to the one who goes, so instead we have Frank Novak.
Because it keeps the actors awake. Tonight, we're peddling vitamins.
Do you have a lazy stomach, sluggish liver, an idle gland? Give them all a nudge. Yes, one-a-minute vitamins. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, one-a-minute vitamins are the vitamin pills you take only before, after, during, and in between meals. And they're so easy to take. Just pop one in your mouth. Wait 1 minute. Now, pop another one in your mouth. Do this every minute, every day. You'll agree you were never more active in your life. Here is what one satisfied customer has to say. Mr. Padang, how long have you been taking one-a-minute vitamin pills?
2 years.
Noticed any change in your body?
Just as I have.
And what is that?
I grew a third arm.
And it helps you, of course?
Oh, yes. Now when I take a bath, it's quicker.
Splendid.
When I take my girl riding, I can jog with two hands and still get a slap in the face.
I see.
I'm very popular with people who have poison ivy.
Naturally. Tell us, Mr. Padang, what is your work?
I'm a typist.
Wonderful. Now that you have three hands, you work that much faster?
Oh, no.
How come?
I only use two fingers.
We don't leave the applause. We let it lie around. As another public service, we present...
The March of Science. The March of Science, a tribute to the great scientific discoveries which have benefited mankind. Tonight, we turn our attention to the discovery of air. From the Latin, meaning nothing. Air. Without it, smoke would lie around on the sidewalk. Air. Without it, butterflies would be forced to walk. Look down a shaft. Put your head in a tunnel. Stick your finger in a room. What do you find? Air. In your homes, down the streets, over the world, air. It's in the air. And yet...
Who accidentally came upon this elusive, invisible thing? The year is 1600. The city is like this. In his tiny but uncomfortable laboratory, a scientist is at work. Sight here from Bergen-Unders. Maybe today is the day that I discover the discovery. Now I put in a little potassium permanganate. Now I put in a little tetral hydrochloric oxide. Now I put in a little bit of this red stuff in this bottle here. Well, I use the blue stuff, baby. That's good. Now comes the special formula. I use ingredient X, 2 drops. And now, I taste it.
Still not so good like Dr. Pepper.
Ah, a failure. I fall out of the window.
Tired, discouraged, but weary. Touches over to the window. He opens it. And then it comes to me.
What? Could that be? It's maybe that.
What else?
Emily! Give us smell.
Again. Ah, Emily, at last you have done. Oh, Emily.
Yes, Emily. At last I've discovered it. I will call this Air, after my best friend, Sigmund.
Emily, it's wonderful. Leap open the window.
Yeah.
Once discovered, the use is limited. In America, a man took a donut. Filled up with air.
Huh? Sure, that's fire song.
Advantage of air with a sailor could approach it. And the tenant could make gas by mixing air. Yes, but where does the air question? Here in our studio tonight, it's a message in the Massachusetts Institution. Professor Tipkins, how does iron feel about air?
In favor of air.
Can a person live without air?
We conducted experiments. Observed a citizen who got on a train at Times Square. As he entered the train, he took a deep breath. Train went 181st. And he said, another experiment concerned a man who entered a dimly lit room called Donovan's Joint.
Did he live?
7 hours later, when he came out, he said,
"Hey, Mac, get me a taxi, will you? I'm dead."
Still another experiment.
Professor, we haven't enough time. Could you sum up? What does the future hold?
Oh, I predict an air famine.
You mean all the air is being used up?
Yes.
According to science, where does it go?
I don't know. It just vanishes in the thin air.
Lion, march is on.
Another experiment.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, shall we dance? Thank you. electrical transcription coming on.
Years ago, a number of brothers made a motion picture, and it flopped. Today, we bring you movies at their peak. Yes, they're together again. In the picture the world shares of the night, the picture they dare the world to see. You thrill, as he says. And she says. And he says, drama, excitement, love. You'll catch this thrilling, action-packed, two-fisted, slam-bang, taco picture.
Here today at Lowe's. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Mariners Quartet.
McDonald had a farm.
We bring you that delightful new quiz show, Take It for Goodness Sake, Take It.
And here he is, the man with a question mark for a birthmark, your host and master of ceremonies, J. Quiz King Morgan.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now for a few funny jokes. That's a joke. My hotel room is so small that if I push the key too far in the keyhole, it breaks the window. The waiters are so slow that when you order breakfast, the waiter comes back with 5 o'clock shadow.
Next joke.
I just put new horns on my car.
Oh, did you? How does it look?
Like the devil.
No, it's time for our first contestant. Good evening, madam. And what is your name?
Oh, Mr. Morgan.
No, your name?
Stella.
I see. And your last name?
I don't have none. I ain't married.
You seem to be a little bit nervous.
I'm meeting you for the first time. You look just what you do in real life.
I beg your pardon?
Mr. Morgan, I still almost went frantic for you.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And now to get on.
Why didn't you answer my letter?
Later. Now for the first question.
Well, you're
fatter
than Frankie.
That's quite true. Now for the first question.
Well, you're fatter than Frankie.
That's fun. You now have a dollar. Now, Stella, are you ready for your second question?
Would you mind repeating it, please?
Why?
I love to hear you talk. Mr. Morgan, I'd rather hear you talk than I can go on. The truth, Frank.
Yes. Now, look, Stella, we have...
Well, why do you answer my love?
Stella, you have $2. What do you want to do? Thank you very much. Stand by for jackpot questions. Now, ladies and gentlemen.
I have a lady in the balcony, Doctor.
And now for our next contestant. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
What did you receive on your way into the theater tonight?
A mattress. Can I put it down now?
Certainly.
Thanks. They ran out of pencils and they had to give me something.
Oh, of course. Now, Mr.
Gable. Clark Gable.
Clark Gable?
Yeah, I'm the real one. The other ones are phony.
I see. Oh, where are you from, sir?
Why?
Well, I thought it might be interesting for the audience.
What's it their business? They won't clap for me unless I say I'm from Brooklyn.
Are you from Brooklyn?
No, the Bronx. See, I told you.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Gable, here's our first question. For $1, what is the capital of the United States?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm stupid.
Tell me, is your wife in the audience?
Yeah. Remember, Mrs. Gable, no help.
You're kidding? She's even stupider than me.
Tell me, how long have you two been married?
Married 25 years today.
25? Well, isn't that congratulations? How about a little hand, folks?
I hate it.
Yeah. Well, to get back to our... Get back to our first question. What is the capital of the United States?
I tell you once, I don't know. Kill me.
That's an idea, Mr. Gable. I'll just lie there for the jackpot question. And now we have another...
That lady in the balcony, Doctor.
Huh?
But you should have seen her when it got away.
Now for our next contestant. Good evening, sir.
Say, I want you to feel that you could ask me anything. I know all kinds of stuff. I know where bats go in the daytime. I know how to make yogurt. Been married 3 times. Can speak a lot of Choctaw Indian too. For example, chug along, chug along, get the coffee, have the table, so forth.
What does that mean?
Means I can make my own yogurt.
Yeah. Now, what did you receive on your way in here?
An elbow in the stomach.
Didn't you receive a pencil?
No, they was pushing us in here so fast, and the fella giving them away was pretty sure he couldn't get the lead out, you know. Hey, tell us something.
What would you like to talk about?
Oh, girls?
No, pick a subject from the chart.
Say, speaking of girls, I knew a Billy in Kansas City. Oh, boy, we did have a big time together, I tell you, but it only lasted about 2 years.
Well, what happened?
We got married.
I see. Now, here's your first question.
Wait, I got a swell idea. How'd you like to hear an off-color story?
No, I'm afraid not.
Sure. There's Solomon Sills with you, see? He has no sleeve, for goodness sake. Play some music or something. Well, there's Solomon Sills. See, head to head.
Thank you very much. Now for the jackpot question. I will ask the question. The orchestra will play a number, during which you write your answer on a piece of paper. Now, is everybody ready? The question is, who said, don't give up the ship? All right, let's look at these answers. John Paul Jones is wrong. John Paul Jones, that's wrong. John Paul Jones is wrong. Hurry, better luck next time. The jackpot goes to me. Very happy to have had you.
There's a lady in the balcony, Doctor.
Huh?
Oh, it's the lady. It's my wife.
That joke was a mistake. Join us again next week. Join us again next week when our special guest will be Sam. Until then, this is
I'm sorry, that's hope, isn't it? Good night. This is Charles Irving speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.